Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB. It's the meeting in the ladies' room. And tonight at the table, man, I'm so honored to have this powerhouse soulful singer on the line with me. It's the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn. How you doing, Kendra?
Hey, hey, I'm good. How's it going?
All right.
Girl,
yes,
I'm hanging
yes,
in there.
Yes. I know that's right. And I got the producer on the line. Karima's in the house this evening.
What up, Karima?
Oh, she wants to be
so,
quiet tonight.
So y'all already know. So that I can just get my little piece in. It was like 80 degrees here in Atlanta. So well,
oh
you
God.
Know, and I heard y'all had like a. Yeah, I mean, I just have to bring this $2 attention.
Rub it in, huh?
That's a natural for black folks to be in Minnesota. See, God trying to tell y'all something. See, they had that song.
You know
God trying to tell you
to
something
too.
That you need to be inclined, cause see, that's what I've been trying to tell all of y'all there, and even my sister and my brother who went on up there like they were crazy. But that's all right. We're going to come get y'all behind enemy lines. If y'all fall back there doing the whole, you know, thing, we'll come on up there and get y'all. But, yes, it was 80 degrees. Boy, it was
oh
so hot. Folks was getting furniture put in. I mean, when I say folks, they said, normally they set people's furniture out like in the middle of the month. Girl, they had these people's stuff sitting out all up and down everywhere. They felt so good about putting folks out. The marshals set everybody's furniture out. I'm trying to tell you. Everybody didn't pay no rent. Normally they get around the 15th. But yes, it was warm enough to get your furniture set out too
today.
Yeah. Yes, but I'm just saying it's unnatural. I just want to let y'all know it's unnatural. It's not even like it's not even in the Bible.
I believe it.
Yeah,
because I moved here 23 years ago. Yeah. I like
Kids. That arthritis is going to tell you.
Girl,
that arthritis
is
going to teach you. Go ahead.
It's teaching me already a big lesson.
All right, then. As long as y'all know. That's all I got to say about the show. You know, I just have to get that part in because now I have to say that when we had the other people on a couple weeks ago, I talked about y'all, then we got 32-degree temperature next day. Now, I'm just saying.
Well,
I had to say something.
When they had to shut down the state because you guys had some, like, light rain that turned to ice, and baby, they called a state of emergency.
Look at
and you know
what?
Like, what?
We need to turn up the music. Hey now! Oh yeah! Oh y'all got jumped for the Minnesota. At least I said we was gonna come get y'all when it all broke out. All right, yes, y'all had we had to sweep ourselves out. I do understand. And it's okay, though. We better. We got two snow plows now, y'all.
Oh, girl. Y'all moving up. Hmm.
Right. Two snow plows. We good now. We better than the next other state. Yes. That's
yeah.
All right.
So we always start off the ladies. I have to mess with Karima every week, you know. So, and then she rubs it in and tells, you know, she makes me feel all messed up and stuff about the weather. But, hey, anyway, with your 80-degree weather. But, you know, we might be spreading a little love and a little snow come down your way in a minute if you keep messing with us. That's right.
Well, she can bring us the heat, girl. We need the heat. Look.
We sure do. We sure do. We most definitely do. Well, getting back to my crazy self and Miss Producer on the line, we have, like I mentioned, we have the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn. And Kendra, I'm so honored that you took the time. This woman took her time out of her busy schedule. You think that I'm busy? Miss Kendra Glenn has me beat. This woman's calendar is full to capacity. Not only is she a mother, but she works a full-time job, and she sings. And, I mean, she don't sing just Friday and Saturday like I may sing. This woman is singing during the week, too, as well. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. She's a jack-of-all-trades. And she also gives back to the community. And meaning when I'm saying that as far as I've known Kendra. Oh, Kendra, how long have we been knowing each other? Ooh, I don't want to say how old I am, but.
Lisa, I mean, I've been singing around town for 18 years, so probably about that long.
Yep, it's been about 18, 19 years. And,
but you knew my brother longer, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Girl, please. Don't tell me about Reg, honey. Reggie can sing, baby. We used to do them contests. I'm telling you, it's in the family, okay? I just got to let you guys know it's definitely in the family. You want to hear somebody else can sing. Her brother is phenomenal. Yes, he is. But, you know, Kendra has done a lot of things in the community as far as you donate your time. I believe it's around maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas to feed the homeless.
Not just during the holidays. I actually, it was a standing thing that I did every third Wednesday of the month with one of my coworkers. I love, you know, giving meals out to the homeless or less needy, or the people that are in need. Sorry, and we would do that every third Wednesday. So I got a lot of pleasure from doing that. I mean, it just fills my heart up to do stuff like that. So that may be something people don't know about me, that I love to serve meals for the homeless, and I did it with, you know, with the utmost humbleness.
Yes, I just think that is so wonderful, and I commend you for that. I know with your schedule, you make a way, and you do be out there. Come rain, sleet, snow, you do it. And also, in case the listeners don't know, we have a club here in the Twin Cities that's the Black-owned legendary. We call it the Legendary Apollo here at the Twin Cities. Karima knows that I've been really speaking vocal about the closing of Arnella's and trying to have someone purchase the club so we can keep, you know, the legacy going and Black entertainers as ourselves to keep performing there. But just to let everyone know, Kendra Glenn was the one that helped me and helped us through the last 5 days. I mean, without you, girl, I probably would have lost my mind. You know, I was calling you. I'm like, Kendra, I can't call anybody. Can you help me? I mean, she came through with flying colors and volunteered through her schedule in between shows. She had shows now and would come in and help me get set up or move the tables or talk to the people and greet the people as well as get on the stage and perform. So she helped me put all this together, and we've been on different shows, you know, speaking about what Arnella's mean to us. And we want to give a shout out. I have the Allens listening in this evening, and I just want to say, you know, her birthday just passed.
Aww.
And here it is already. We're coming up. Can you believe already that it's coming up to be a year in the next couple of weeks, the closing of Arnella's? And we still,
unbelievable.
Don't have anybody to purchase this club. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I want Atlanta, not just Atlanta, the listeners. We have listeners in from everywhere that's listening in to us this evening, from Texas and all across the country, even overseas. Mm-hmm. Let them know what Arnella's meant and Arnella means to you.
Well, you know what? That was my first platform. One of my first platforms, but it was, to me, the biggest platform because I had just started singing. I was really green, but Miss Arnella embraced me. Everybody that came into Arnella's. They embraced me, so I hold that place very, very near and dear to me. And Miss Arnella was like a mother. You know that. She was like a mother to all of us, you know, and she was so selfless. I mean, she just gave her herself, you know. And I really miss her. I really do. So I'm hoping that we can keep her legacy alive because it meant so much to our community. You know, what she did, just not only with the music, just what she did for the people in general. You know, she gave a lot of herself. So, and I want to continue to be an example in that way.
And it just saddens me to, you know, as you know, I've been immensely posting up on Facebook, you know, and then I've been talking to a couple entrepreneurs and you know, I know that the particular entrepreneurs I've spoke
mm-hmm.
to, I mean, with the price of what the building is selling for. The building is actually selling for $595,000.
Wow.
They may take $555,000, but it's like $595,000, if I'm not mistaken. It may be down to $545,000, but it means a lot. I mean, there's so much stuff. She's taken time to have the outside of the club done. Yes. Does it need some love and care and inside a little bit? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we don't have nowhere to perform at. Spread our wings, do we?
Oh, I know. I mean, they have certain clubs here, but it's still not like Arnella's because, you know, that was a place where you can, you know, you can see music you grew up on and people can identify with it. You know, it was, I mean, I miss it. I really do. And I miss being on the stage with the Max Band. I mean, we were kind of the house band there for several years, at least.
Girl, you guys
five.
Were the house band for almost 17 years, Kendra.
Well, I mean, I've been saying, but when I was with Max, I mean, when we first started,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
I mean, Marie and I stood side by side with each other, God rest his soul. But we stood side by side. I remember. Yeah, so I remember those days, and I hold them near and dear to me. All the great talent that came through that place is just amazing.
Yes, indeed. You know, I remember when I first heard you sing, because, you know, Reggie always told me, girl, wait till you hear my sister sing now. You got to hear my sister. Wait till my sister come from Chicago and come up here. She's going to do it. And I remember I first seen you sing at, it was Arnella. And I heard you, and I'm telling you, a listener, if you talk about somebody that's going to give Aretha a run for her money, this is the lady right here that's going to give Aretha a run for her money.
I'm always so humble when I hear that, you know, because a lot of people may not know this either. I was never considered the singer in the family. You know, my big brother Reggie was always the singer. So I kind of was in the shadows. I didn't, you know, I really didn't, you know, think that I had a great voice, you know. But as I got older and, you know, started to hone my skills, I mean, I'm like, okay, I can probably do this. And because I was here in Minneapolis for 6 years. I moved here when I was 24, but I was, you know, here 6 years before I even entertained the thought of singing. I used to go to karaoke and do fun, but that was about it. And then I met a guy named Mr. Dion Green. He heard me singing karaoke at Stardust.
Okay.
So that's when it all started. I was going to karaoke. Look, I was
Queen.
I had took over Reggie's little spot, honey.
You're going to have Reggie come on in a little bit. I'm sure he's going to say something. Yes, indeed. You know, I looked over some things. You've been a studio session vocalist for Andy Cox.
Production.
You opened up for various national acts such as the Dazz Band, Rolls Royce, and Cameo. Provided background vocals for Scott Holt, former guitarist of Buddy Guy, and former Prince protege Sue-Ann Carwell. You had the pleasure of working with, and I do not know this gender, you had the pleasure to work with Mr. Andre Fisher, with the former the drummer and producer of Aretha Shaka Khan. I never knew that. So tell me, what was it like working for Mr. Fisher?
You know, he was down to earth. He actually handpicked myself, I guess from word of mouth, with, what's her name, Margaret Cox. We did background for Sue-Ann Carwell at the Fine Line. So that was quite an experience. And just you know, being in his presence and knowing what he's done and what he's accomplished. And so it was an honor.
Yes, he's a very talented man, very talented. McNally closed now, but that is just terrible.
They have had McNally's some of the greatest musicians come out of there.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I was crushed. It just happened like one minute you have this, and then you just don't know, and the next minute it's gone.
Well, that's the same thing with Manila's. I mean, you know, we knew, you know, there were rumors that it was going to close, but when it actually happened, it was just so surreal. And, you know, I mean, I'll never forget that day. I will never forget that week for the rest of my life. It was just so powerful to see everybody come out and support this lady who has given so much, who had given so much of herself to the community, you know. And you guys knew her way longer than I did, but I mean, I love Miss Arnella as if she was, you know, a mother figure to me. Yeah, so.
Yes, and she definitely will be missed, man. I'm trying to up with something, you know, hopefully this summer that we do Music in the Park in honor of her. So we definitely got to give up and put that together. Now,
absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Now, I want to know, coming up, who were your musical influences?
You know what? I used to sit on my mother's couch and listen to WJCP in Chicago. And WBON.
That's the station I used to be on.
I think that's why I'm so old school, because I love old school music. And, I think that reflects, you know, in what I do today. But some of my influences growing up was obviously Aretha. I love Patti. Gladys Knight. Whitney Houston. The list goes on and on. Whitney became one of my, like my, you know, she was my girl.
Yeah.
I really,
mine too, you know
people.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to acknowledge we have callers on the line right now.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I cut you off, and that was rude. I didn't hear you.
No, that's okay.
I let you finish up because I cut you off. I didn't hear you too well. What did you say at the end, huh?
I was just enamored by, you know, we did a lot of gospel growing up because my mom was in the church. So we listened, the Hawkins family, I love Tremaine Hawkins. I love the Hawkins family. That was one of my favorite gospel groups ever. So,
We have some callers on the line.
Okay.
Callers, are you guys with me? I want to send a shout out. We have a lot of people, quite a few people listening in. And we have the producer, Karima, online. Karima, is there a caller on the line that would like to ask a question?
Oh, yeah, we got a caller from 773 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear 773 on the line? Just make sure you take that mute button off. Okay.
Okay, maybe they got
Where is 773 at?
That's from Illinois.
Chicago.
Don't stop now, baby.
Are they still on the line, Karima?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Caller, would you like to ask a question? Just take the phone if you want to take the mute button off. We'll acknowledge you anyway from the 773.
No. Try it again. Look.
Hey, because you got some people on the line listening in to you. You're blowing it up tonight, girl.
Yeah, well, that's why some people are tuning in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, let everyone know you're getting ready to do the Bob Marley tribute, what it means, what's going on, where you're going to be at, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, I'm a huge reggae fan. I'm a reggaeteer, as I call it. I love reggae music. I've been into reggae since I was 21 years old. And I will be doing background vocals. I will be leading a few songs with Marv One Gun, his Bob Marley tribute that he does in Arizona. So that is April 19th and 20th. So we'll be at a place called Cactus Jack in Phoenix on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we're in Payson, Arizona at a casino. Well, I'm looking forward to doing that. But, you know, reggae, I mean, this is right up my alley, though. This is right up my, you know, this is in my wheelhouse. I love reggae music. So, you know, I'm so honored to be a part of that. And to be working with Marv, Mr. Marv Gunn from Maserati, formerly from Maserati. So,
yeah. Marv and Gunner. Yes, indeed. Marv in the house.
Yes. So, we've had some rehearsals and everything's been going great. Like I said, I did this actually with them 4 or 5 years ago when they performed it here for the NAMI Walk. So that's the National Association for Mental Illness. So I did that with them over at the over at Minnehaha, the Minnehaha Falls area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that
was
wonderful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and repeat that one again because a lot of people they don't understand what this stands for again.
Oh, the National Association for Mental Illness. It was the NAMI walk. It's the annual walk here for people who are suffering from mental illness. So I was really happy to be a part of that because I have a daughter with autism, severe autism. So, you know.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, they don't understand we need that funding to continue on with it. This morning I just heard on the news what was sad. They were talking about cutting the funds for this, you know, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mental illness is real.
It is real. And you know what? I think what's even more real is that there's a stigma in the Black community, especially. You know, we're in denial about that. You know, we tend to sweep that under the rug. And it's very, very real, very prevalent. And, you know, it needs to be addressed in our community because we have people that suffer from, you know, schizophrenia, ADHD, autism, you know. I mean, autism is so on the rise. I think it's like 1 in 4 people that are born, you know, having autism. So that's crazy.
That is, It really is. And, you know, Joy, she's just...
I just had a question. I had a question. I'm sorry. So do you think what you've seen is more people of color suffering from the autism, mental illness, or is it PTSD?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of people in our communities that have not been diagnosed or have been misdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
I think autism has been around way longer than we, you know, can imagine.
Told we was taking that trip. Come on, it was a vacation, a tour or something. Y'all, come on. And so, ever since then, we done had problems. Somebody shoved you in a boat, stuck with a bunch of black folks. You know how hot
stuff.
That
I mean,
is?
What?
Hello? I'm just saying there is a real serious problem with a Black American because we have been trained to accept the most cruel pieces of humanity there is out there. Do you know what I mean? And so I'm not trying to be funny.
Uh-huh.
But you know what
say that again, please.
No, I was going to say a lot of stuff that we are suffering from today, you know, like poverty, not, you know, the father's not in the homes and all of that, you know, I believe in generational curses. That's what I believe in. I believe all of this is generational. It's, you know, it's been handed down from generation to generation. You know, we have to break the cycles. I think we really have to break these cycles. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, I mean, black folks, we've been through a lot. You know, we, and we still continue to go through a lot.
Somebody sticks you on a boat, tell you you about to go on a trip, and they leave your ass out there to sea, and then you get someplace and they try to work you for free. That's got to be some traumatic shit right there.
I know it is.
I live in Georgia, so I can say these kind of things.
Well, no, and kudos to our forefathers who withstood all that. I mean, I don't know if I could have endured that. I mean, they, you know, they carried the weight. They carried the weight. And, you know, I think a lot of things that are happening now, I mean, it's almost like this, the more things change, the more things stay the same. And I am referring to, I feel like we're back, we're reverting back to the 60s. I do with these, with police brutality, if we could touch on that for a minute. Because that's been something that has been really, really bugging the hell out of me. I am just, every time you, social media, I mean, I'm almost to the point I really don't like tuning in to social media, because every time you see a video of a black kid, you know, a black man, I mean, they're beating the shit out of them, basically. I mean, it's, you know, it's, and they're doing it under the law. So that is what is really, really starting to bother me. That they're getting away with it because they're doing it under the law. They're doing it lawfully.
Yeah.
And they're getting off. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I say we're taxpayers. So, in essence, we employ you. So we got to start. We really got to band together. I mean, we got to just stop talking about it and really, really band together to create change, because we need change in our communities. I mean, I'm afraid to get pulled over. I mean, seriously, and it's almost like you don't need any provocation for them to do anything to you, which is what's scary. You can just get pulled over and not make it back home. And that, I mean, I'm serious. When they get behind me, I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. You know, it's scary. I drop my cell phone, girl. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I'm like, look, I ain't got nothing. I won't nothing. Look, leave me alone.
What you gotta do is, hold on. This ain't black women. Stop. When we just stop, what we gotta do is just say, you know what? I thought you was my baby daddy. And they'll just get in the car and take off. Y'all get too serious right now.
Girl, you gotta
do
it. It's a serious subject, though, because I mean, I just think it's escalating. I don't think that it's not getting better. You know what I'm saying? And look at that young man.
We don't have that down here. We don't really have that like that prevalent in Georgia. Not really.
You don't?
Because see, these Negroes down here got guns, rifles, bazookas. See, they know how to shoot back. They ain't even worried about it. Did you get the guy in Texas and Dallas? Lift their asses up. You know, I'm just saying, what the bottom line is that we have to stop living in a place of fear. And once we remember where we are, we will no longer fear. And my thing is, it's that we, again, are suffering from what I call it ain't getting any better kind of thing. It is getting better, because if you pull up one of these black millennials, you got an issue. They are not playing.
Yeah.
I don't like them, but I love them. You know what I'm saying? They're not taking it. They're not taking it. They're not taking them butt whoopings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These millennials, they got some problems. Just like the Monica grandbaby just said, look, grandma, and just threw the phone in the water, come out, mic drop. Mic drop, grandma.
So my family members that might be listening in right now, that's why I couldn't call anybody, because Ziggy Pop said, look, Grandma, and threw it in the dishwasher.
And threw it in the dishwasher. Oh, my God, girl, no way.
Oh, hey, look, oh y'all God. Take a break for a second. I found something I wanted to play for you guys. If you got a moment, with Monica, Miss Kim.
Oh, Lord. Here she getting ready to come out the box with a Kendra. You're listening to WAMRDV, the meeting in the ladies' room with the one and only soulstress, songstress, Miss Kendra Glenn in the house.
because of my baby. That is my baby. She's in.
All right, we listen to the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn. Kendra, was that your daughter on there?
Yeah, that was Julie, and she's going to kill me, and she's dying out of yeah. You know, that's when she first was trying to get her little feet wet, honey, but she done developed into such an artist. She's doing her thing. She's writing. She wants me to do one of her songs, too. But she's writing. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's writing, singing, and honey, got that little, you know, this little new school sound, honey. She got that little Beyonce sound, too.
But she definitely got it naturally in the family, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That sounded wonderful. I haven't even heard that. Karima surprised me with that, because the other file wouldn't, you know, convert.
She done went, look, she done went digging around, ain't she, Karima, huh?
Honey, Karima gonna find it, okay?
She done... Okay, snuffed it on out, baby.
That's Inspector Gadget. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, well, she knows it's true. I be on the phone talking to Monica, Kendra. I be on the phone like the Monica.
Uh-huh.
Did you know you were like on like 22 pages on Google? Did you know you was at such a sex? No. Did you know such a thing? No. I was like, look, I'm trying to tell you, you did this, that, and that. Did I remember that? Yes, that's what I do. I did sniff it out. That's what I do. I am the producer.
Well, that's what makes a great producer. You got,
I will find some stuff on you.
Yeah.
I will find some stuff. Well, you know what? I had thought about something, and I'm gonna put it out here to the atmosphere, because I have been motivated. A little bit mad too about some stuff. I'm a little angry. A little bit, just a bit. Maybe just a teeny bit. You know, I asked DeMonica months ago. I said, DeMonica, who exactly do you know that we can, like, you know, bring on as guests and put together this festival that I want, all women artists? I really don't know a lot of people. Okay, let me just get this right. All right, well, she even had Grammy award winning people on. She done had like everybody that I talk to that I put on three way wood, she already knows this person. They get to swapping out stuff. Sonny Derek is my neighbor, and he know all the blues thing, because he's a bass guitar player for Millie Jackson. So they get to talking about everything who they know, this person, that person. So if you ask DeMonica right now, Monica, I'm ready to put this stuff together. Do you know anybody? No, not right off the top of my head.
I did not say that.
No, not really.
I told you.
I'm leave it like that.
I told you about
you.
Kids,
ain't mentioned Kingsley. You ain't mentioned Cynthia Johnson. You said you knew Ann Nesby today. I've been telling everybody, and I told Mama on you, too. Let me tell you what Mama said.
Uh-oh.
We're
going to
do a show, Mama said. What Mama said.
Mama said.
My Mama said.
Mama
said. My Mama said.
My Mama said.
My Mama said
this.
My mama said this. I tell people all the time, that's my favorite thing. I told my teacher today. My mama told me to tell you. Mama said. But anyway, yeah, that was your daughter, right?
That was my baby Jalila. Yes, that was my daughter. She's 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
But she was,
dug that one up too. Y'all give me a little more time. I'll find a whole bunch of other stuff to convert and stuff.
She's about 16 on that one, maybe about 16, 17, yeah, about 16 or something.
Oh, my goodness, she got a strong voice.
Yeah,
oh, your baby come out screaming and hollering.
She
come out just heaven. It's all right.
Dude,
I'm going to say, okay, I'm out of y'all stuff now.
Dude, let me tell you something. This is what I was telling you about I was telling you that, first of all, as Kendra knows, my dream is to have the record label. But this mm-hmm. is the woman I was telling you about, the Aretha, because we want to do the Aretha Franklin, Etta James, bring all the guns down there to the ATL and travel down south, period. We want to do a show. So I was telling you about her, Matina. There's quite a few people, you know, and just do the doggone thing. But this woman here, when you talk about Aretha, though, this woman did an Aretha tribute by herself. I'm singing background the whole night. She just blew me out the water. Man, don't have her sing Ain't No Way. She'll have you crying on Ain't No Way. I'm trying to see if we can find Ain't No Way.
Go find that. Let me go find that right now.
I know I need to
Let me go find
Ain't No
that
Way.
Cause I will.
When she say that, oh, Dr. Feel Good, don't let her do Dr. Feel Good. She makes the hair on my arm stand up when I hear her sing those. She makes my hair on my arm stand up, period.
Oh,
this should be blowing. I mean, it's just so much talent here in the Twin Cities.
It really is.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we all, everybody, and you know what
yes.
the great thing about it is? We all have our own gifts and talents. You know,
yes.
we all have our own gifts, so... You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Young lady,
now,
you got to come back to the phone. I don't know if you land upside down or something. You got to
right.
the phone and come back. What done happened? All them lungs you got, now all of a sudden you just suffocated. What happened?
You
right.
can't hear me?
Wait a minute. You know what it is? She knows there's listeners on the line, so she's like, let me put my sexy voice on. No, I'm just playing.
Child, I ain't trying to be sexy to nobody. Look, fuck chocolate. Can you guys hear me though?
We can hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Child, I don't know. Maybe I was hearing my hand on the receiver, child. I don't know.
Yeah, she was laying like Poetic Justice, like, you know, when Janet Jackson was in the bed twirling her hair.
I was just saying. I mean, you all really do have a lot of talent. That's what you were saying. And not trying to say nothing about our divas in Atlanta, but you know, that's the whole part. I'm just gonna plug this. That's why the Woman's Station really truly exists. Women do not
yeah.
get radio play, and the only thing we play on WMRDB is women songs. That's all women artists. And my intern being here, be trying to sneak certain things in there, and by the time they look up, they getting cussed out or quitting. You know, the other one just disappeared after he called himself. So I'll make them disappear quick. I'm like, why we can't just play? Well, you know, I first of all, it's called the Woman's Station. The new
yeah.
look and feel of radio. Yeah, that
yeah.
way. Now,
Black
second
girls,
of all, you are an intern. You are an intern.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do what Miss Karima say do, a hit
remember
the block
that.
And rock.
Yeah, remember that.
Yes. And I tell them, I said, and as you see on the 10, no man makes decisions for the Woman's Station. None of them do. Now, we listen
Girl,
to Mario
we,
when
we
he has his hissing fit. But outside of that, all I'm going to tell you is they don't run nothing here. I do respect their opinions and their expertise. Don't let me get that part wrong because I can't do it by myself. But in the long run, Mario knows what he do. What he say?
Now, Mario is
Jack
of all trades now.
he's the vice president and everything. But when it all said and done, what he do?
He got to report to the CEO.
He has a lot of people on the line. Yeah, they still ain't said. I know 773 is Chicago. Ain't that Chicago?
Right.
That is
Chi-Town in the house. Oh, yeah, okay. We got 3, 4, 5 Chi-Town people in there. Ain't said nothing yet. They just listen. All right.
They just listen. Chi-Town is my town, baby. Look, Chi-Town is my town.
That's the way I used to remember.
Hello, this is Brandon.
Well, hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Listening to this great station.
Isn't this a great station? And Monica,
thank you so much.
Yes. You doing your thing, honey. I'm giving you your props.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Brandon.
Yes, I'm supporting Kendra Bland. I've been knowing her for about 5 years. She's definitely a sister from another mother, for sure. An awesome, very awesome lady.
Oh, that is so wonderful, Kendra.
Well, you know, I'm coming home this month. We're going to turn up, child. I got to turn up.
That's right. Always welcome.
When I come up there, me and Brandon, we turn up, child. You know, you get to Chicago, you got to turn up.
Right.
Definitely. Well, you ladies get it, and you sound wonderful. I'll see you guys later.
Now,
right,
you better
you
tune
so
some more people in. Go on Facebook and tell them to tune on in.
Okay, I'll get on the book and tell them to tune on in.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you more.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah, it is nice. Oh, I just found out too that Jill Scott's going to be here at Mystic.
I know.
On June 21st, and you know what? And I'm singing out there that night too.
Are you?
Yes, I am. So once they get through listening to Jill, they can perhaps come out and listen to me. Look.
That's
they
right.
Paying
Jill. Plug it again.
Jill getting a big book.
Kendra Glenn
I'm
the
getting
plus.
Some book. Huh?
Say it again, Kendra.
I'll be at Mystic Lake on June 21st. Miss Jill Scott is performing in the Mystic Lake showroom, but then I will be the entertainment once her show is done. So I'm absolutely ecstatic about that. So if you don't have anything to do, that's a Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I'm sure Jill's concert is going to start probably around 7 or 8-ish. But you can check their website for that. But I'm looking forward to that. Girl, I hope she come on out and listen.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break real quick because we got to pay the bill. So we'll be right back with the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn here on WAMRDB. Meeting in the ladies' room.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, a woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with. Toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of, is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
That's right, we're back with the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn that's on the line, that singer-songstress here in the Twin Cities, which is Minneapolis, St. Paul, in case you didn't know, Minnesota, mm-hmm. in the snowda. Kendra,
in the
how
snow.
You feeling?
Child, I'm going to stand up with this damn snow. Remember, like 2 years ago in May when it snowed, I said, okay, if this snows one more day, I'm relocating. I mean, I'm quitting my job. I'm just getting the hell up out of here. Because then again, maybe it's snowing in May.
I know. I'm so sick of it. It's just, oh, my God. I think by my house, I think we probably got about 6 to 7 inches. I'm not sure. I'm scared to look back outside.
And, child, I hate driving in it because, you know what, the older I get, you would swear I was from Florida, girl. Like, I ain't never driving in the snow. I mean, it's just starting to really get to me. I don't like driving in the snow, honey. I be driving Miss Daisy. I be driving Miss Daisy's grandmama. That's what I do. I ain't driving Miss Daisy. I'm driving her grandmama. Girl, I was in the slow lane, and this man just to meet a girl. He got mad, girl. I was going like 40 miles an hour. In the slow lane, child, he got upset with me. I'm like, okay.
That's why it's the slow lane. You know what?
I know. Going around.
If you're in the slow lane, that's what it's for. So how are you going to get mad if we're in the
exactly.
slow lane? Where else are we going to go?
Like, I could see if I was in the fast lane. Yeah. Crazy.
I think it's unnatural no matter what you say. It's just unnatural. It's unnatural. It's just unnatural. Just unnatural. Black folks ain't got
right.
no business driving in no smoke. We ain't got no slaves in Africa or none of that.
You know what my ideal place to live is? Arizona. Seriously, I would love
that's
my
Africa.
Sister lived in.
That's
Africa.
That's Africa. Mm-hmm.
That, look, yeah, that desert heat, I like it.
See, I haven't been to Arizona yet, so I don't know.
It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love Vegas, too. I got relatives there, but I love Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, you're best always.
We have relatives in Atlanta, Marietta.
Huh?
I said I have relatives in Atlanta, Hotlanta.
Oh, yeah, you sure do. So, you know, we're going to put that show together. As
well,
you heard on the commercial earlier, we were talking about the on the commercial about
mm-hmm.
the sanitary products.
Oh, yeah.
And Kareem and I, we did the Hurricane Relief Period Project. And so we would love to have you be a part of that. But hopefully we can put together this concert this summer and donate some of the proceeds to the homeless project.
Oh,
what you
cool.
think, Karima? She's probably like, why are you calling me back on here, Demonica? Why you do this to me?
Well, we should. No, I mean, because we'll I always love giving back, and you know, just to sum it up, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the show with Marv, because you know they're really champions for bringing research and how to find cures for schizophrenia, because that hits them close to home for them, you know, as well as ADHD and autism. So I'm so grateful to be a part of that. So I can be a spokesperson and a champion for my daughter, Joy, who has severe autism. So, you know.
And I think that's wonderful, Kendra. I've been saying that for a long time. You know, when Toni Braxton came out with her story, you know, people were just whoa by that. And that's what I'm saying. It's like people don't know, or I don't know what the problem is, or they just can't accept it. But it's
Holly
real,
Robinson,
you know, in
too.
Our community.
Yeah, she's got
and
a son with Holly Robinson.
Good.
She has a son with autism. So, I mean, it's really, really, they say it's more common with boys to have autism, but, you know, I have a girl, a daughter, and she's got, you know, she's 19 years old. She'll be 20 this year, and she has severe autism. So, you know, and I am also in favor of the medical marijuana. No, look, Mary Jane. I think that has a lot of medicinal properties, and I'm all for it. They need to legalize it. Legalize it.
Yeah, they do. Because you know what? They steady wanting to shove all this Zoloft and Prozac and Ambilify.
Oh,
all
I know.
These,
I know.
All of them have a side effect to a side effect.
Yeah.
When,
and it does.
You know?
And I've seen firsthand what it does. And you know, I have been campaigning for medical marijuana. I think I've seen videos and I've seen research. And, you know, I know that medical marijuana, you know, it has medicinal properties. It helps cancer patients. It helps people with glaucoma.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I'm in favor of it.
Right. Because they make you go through so much.
Oh, I know.
You know, here in Minnesota, just to get it. You have to go through so much. I had a friend of mine who had cancer.
Larry, you know, God rest his soul, when he has to get, you know, it's $200 a month, and insurance is not covered by insurance, which is crazy. You know,
right.
I'm like, well, you might as well just go buy it off the street. I mean, if that's the case, if they not, but you don't know what you're getting in the street, but, you know, it's more controlled. If you buy it through, you know, the medical avenue.
Right.
You're going to have to go. Yeah.
Right. Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. And then a lot of times, you know, a lot of people, you know, what the sad thing is, especially here in Minnesota,
You know, a lot of people, I hate to say, get probation violations that have mental illness, and what keeps them calm is marijuana.
I know.
Like, mellows them out.
Yeah.
You know, but then they're like, no, you got to, you know, you got to take this, and let's experiment and give you some lithium or give you, you know what I mean? And,
oh,
and instead of just saying, okay, let's legalize this so we can get these gentlemen and women calm down, you know, and, but no, they want to put you on something far worse that's more addicting.
Oh, I know. It's so harmful. It's so harmful.
And it also helps against epilepsy.
Oh, it does.
You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen studies where it helps that too. And you know, my daughter, I mean, on top of her autism, I mean, she has, it's compounded with self-injurious behavior. So that's why I'm really, really in favor of her, you know, trying medical marijuana to see if this will help her versus taking pills. I mean, I don't like to take pills, so I don't want to give them to my child. But, you know, we've experimented with certain things. And right now she's in a good place, I will say that. So thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a bumpy road, you know, firsthand.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm just grateful that she is now in a good place. She's growing into a beautiful young lady. And I just found out my baby went to the concert. She was taken to that 90s concert at the Armory, girl.
Really?
Believable. I mean,
oh,
yes.
That is wonderful.
At the concert, honey.
Wow, Kendra, that is so wonderful. That's what I like about. I think I've seen the picture. She had some makeup on because I had to look. Remember, I said, oh, my God, she's got so big.
Yeah, looking like a green puss, honey.
My baby. She would be high fries.
I'm messing with y'all.
Okay, you back, huh? She's back.
Right. Well, see, you know what? That's what I like about the women's station. We're keeping it real, you know, because that's what I about the meeting in the ladies' room. We talk about things as women, what we go through, and people don't realize when they see us, like, what's the life behind the entertainment? What do you go through as a parent? And so they need to know that, you know, they're not the only ones out there that's going through the same thing. We have everyday lives too.
Girl,
and
then when you got to put on a happy face and get on stage and sing, that's, you know, it comes along with the territory. You could be having the worst day ever, and then you have to get on stage and sing and mask it, and, we know that all too well.
Yeah. Look, all I'm going to tell y'all is, if y'all would just beat y'all children, you wouldn't have to mask nothing. This is my thing. Just beat your children. You beat your children, you ain't got the mask, nothing. Just mess them up. Play crazy. That's all I'm going to say about it. But that's because y'all live up in that cold area up there. Y'all can't be beating and doing all that stuff.
I got children, come on, honey. All mine are grown.
Well, I understand, but you still got to beat them. My mama choked me out when I was in college. So,
you know what, mama don't put you.
You sound like old girl on the color purple.
You remember when
mama beat me?
You know, mama say, I got eyes in the back of my head. I see everything you doing.
Now, my mom used to say, I've been where you trying to go, honey. Okay.
Right.
Don't think you pulling the wool over my eyes because all this crap you doing, guess what? I already did this shit.
I already did it, yeah.
Your mama has some sayings, didn't she?
I got a question for y'all. If y'all, what is the fun, just both of you, what is the most memorable, you ain't got to say the person's name, but what was the most memorable, I mean, you know, you got the Jill Scott thing coming up. I saw your schedule on Facebook, so I see this thing is packed. And so what was one of the most memorable occasions that either one of y'all with children, they just was like, you wanted to kill them. But yeah, you had to go and perform on stage that it was just like, okay, I can't do this. I'm going to choke somebody if somebody say something to me. What time in y'all lives was that just like, okay, I don't know if I can do this because I'm about to kill this child? What was the most memorable time that you just knew that if somebody said something to you that you was going to jail shortly after?
Girl, look, how many? Do y'all got time? We got another hour for this one? No. I think it's too many to count. But, like, you know, like me and Demonica, we talk on the phone all the time. Be like, girl, this didn't happen to me. And, oh, my God, I got to get ready to go on stage and I got to perform. It could just be everyday life. It could just be, you know, something that worked in and really got you, you know, in a funk. And, you know, your man, somebody.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh, my God, I got to go sing in an hour, girl. I don't feel like doing nothing. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to go to sleep.
Right.
Demonica over there crying.
He just want to go to sleep. Oh, my God.
That's how I question. That happened a lot.
And that's what I'm saying. It happened. It has happened so many times that.
Yeah.
But there was one instance, I will say, my daughter ended up being in another state, and I was at Mystic Lake just about to go on stage, and the people she went with, they left her. So that was really, I didn't even know if I could go perform. I'm like, oh, my God, my baby in another state, and here I am trying to get on stage and sing. But luckily, my mother and my brother handled the situation. But that was, for me, that stood out. I was like, oh, my God, this child is in another state. These folks that left us stranded. But my mother and my brother, you know, they came to my rescue, our rescue, and was able to get her home. But I was getting on the, I mean, literally walking on stage, I had my phone. I'm like, oh, my God. So, but the show, you know, the show had to go on.
Yeah. They just don't know. We, Kendra and I, we be talking stuff all the time, like, girl.
Shabby, you know. Look, all you the- sleep deprived, sleep deprived. We don't get any sleep. I don't get sleep. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is sleep, you know?
Man, I don't get much sleep at all.
And get up and still got to punch that clock. And, you know, Karina be cracking up because in the morning on the radio station, I still be running out the blue.
Out the blue clock. I'm like all of Atlanta can hear you, Demonica. You all of Atlanta just like, okay, that's Demonica running late for work for real. Hey everybody, welcome. All like you understand that we're live. We're broadcasting like all over Atlanta, as long as the biggest signal can be a kid. And she just late talking, doing stuff. I'm like, Demonica, really? So she's just like, you know what? Are we on the air? Yeah. Everybody heard you.
I get it.
It's time for me to take me a trip to Atlanta. It's been a long time.
You might as well come this week because, you know, it's like 80 degrees here. And it's like ungodly. Yes. What did you say? Yes. 8 inches of snow? I'm sorry, y'all.
Now, do you follow the housewives? Do you follow the Atlanta housewives?
No.
Do I follow them? I don't have to follow my DJ.
Oh, I love them.
I follow them. Yeah, I was just at Bart Chicks early today.
I'm going to ask you, Who's your favorite housewife on Atlanta Housewives? Or who's your favorite girl on them?
Candy.
You like him?
Old Lady Gang.
Girl.
I like him.
Yes. If you know
who
I'm talking about, out of everybody.
Kendra, don't say that.
Tell me who.
She's going to say Candy.
No, Marlo, girl. Marlo be stirring up dirt.
You can't
Marlo,
Marlo.
Marlo.
Mama don't like Nene. Mama don't like Nene no more. Mama, down there in the country.
She's full of herself. She's so full of herself now. I don't, you know, she done got the big head.
Mama don't like her no more. Mama said that Nene just feel like she's full of herself, just like you said. We were down there in the country Sunday, and we were sitting around on the little sunroom. They had just added on to the rest of the Moore house. I said, so, like, it's just y'all too. How many more feet do you need to add on?
Right.
You know, so we like, I'm like, Mama, she can't stand Nene no more. So I'm going to tell Nene, Mama said she can't stand
Mama said. Ooh.
Mama said.
Look, she said
we're about to have Candy on the show here real soon because DJ Samore,
really?
Our house DJ,
Does she still do Candy Code at night?
Coming up. Yes, Lord. That's the money.
Ooh, girl, I got to try
that's
to
the
find
money,
that
but
our,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the only reason why we have this, that's the good thing about being in Atlanta, the hoo-hoos. So, like, all the music that you hear doing on the TuneIn app or anything, everything is mixed and matched by DJ Samore, which is Old Lady Gang, Candy's house DJ, and Trina Braxton's DJ. So you just have to be, like, clickish. Yeah, that's everything you hear is mixed and mastered by her. And she, you know, she, like, we be working. Wow. And I'm saying that's the hardest working. That's a hard working young lady.
Who, Candy? Whether you talking about the
DJ Samore. If you just Google her, she the truth.
I will.
And the young lady really has helped educate me in radio because you know I poured concrete 3 years ago, so I don't know what I'm doing. spending my family's money.
You know what? You need to get up and get out.
You
better quit that.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I don't know what. I'm serious. I don't. I'm always like, do you know how much money this is? They want their financials. I'm like, come on, listen, this year. They want their financial reports this year. They want them for real. So if I show up missing after the 15th, you know Mama did it. I'm just saying.
Candy's a miracle worker, honey, because if she made Kim with that Tardy for the Party sound like she did, girl, now you know, because Kim couldn't sing her way out of a paper bag.
Drop a phone. What'd you say? You said she could.
She couldn't sing her way out of a paper bag, girl. Oh, my God. Don't be tardy for the party. Yeah. And how the nerve we want to give that girl no money? But that show you the power of that auto-tune, girl, because she had her sound like, okay. Don't be part of the party. Hey.
I remember that.
Girl, she made her some coins off of that too, honey. She made
her few
coins off of that too. And half the nerve to go touring and everything. Girl, I said, now, you know, if she can get some damn money, hell, why can't we?
Right. That's what I'm saying. What's up with that?
You know. Oh, wig wearing heifer? No, I'm just joking.
No, y'all doing too much. I'm trying to get. Y'all look. I can't even do it. I can't. So far, I can say.
And wait, this is the meeting in the ladies' room. That's why we can say those things. We keep it at 100. That's
good. Y'all
you know
can,
what?
But I live here, so. I'm a short fat lady. Mimi is a big Amazon woman. Trust me. Ain't nobody trying to get their ass down here.
But you know,
I'll be everywhere.
According to her, She's still the tastiest peach in Atlanta.
Right. <Lord. laughs>
You're gonna be editing some of this show tonight.
No comment.
We've been in love down there.
But you know what my show is? Married to Medicine. I love Married to Medicine.
That is a good show.
I love them. I love those girls. Now, you know. And yeah, they love Quad. What's her name? Quad and Quad.
Quad. Oh, I love the Quad, girl.
Now, she be giving me fever, honey. No, she gives me straight fever, honey.
Yeah.
I'm over her. She's a drama queen. I'm sorry.
Yes.
she's really dramatic.
I'm gonna cut this music real quick.
Ready? We're going to pay the bills and take a pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
WAMRDB. My name is Monica Fly. I go by D Fly. We got the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn on the line. That's right.
Hey.
Yes, Kendra. You know, let them know about your music. Where can they purchase their music at and the name of the songs and that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm working on my single. It hasn't been released just yet, but Ben Obi produced it. You know, I'm collaborating with him on a number of songs, but that it's called Bring Back the Love, and you know, we're getting ready to release it in the next couple of months. So be on the lookout for that. My very first single that I actually wrote and came up with the arrangement of the song. Ben helped, but you know, mostly my idea. But he was instrumental.
He's a phenomenal producer. What's the name of the song? I'm writing it down right now.
It's called Bring Back.
Bring Back.
Okay. Yeah, Bring Back Your Love, baby.
Oh, I'm anxious to hear that one. And we'll definitely be playing it on WAMRDB.
Okay, absolutely. Yep, so I got to, you know, gear up for that. So be on the lookout for that single. Like I said, it'll be the very first single that I have written, and I'm super, super excited about that. So
that's the next journey for me is, you know, putting out an EP. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be before this year as well.
Oh, can't wait. We're ecstatic about that. So I just want to wrap things up just a little bit here. Make an announcement of once again where you're going to be appearing at. You've got Mystic Lake you were mentioning, and also the Bob Marley.
The Bob Marley tribute in Phoenix, Arizona, and Payson, Arizona. So, it, you know, it's plastered on Facebook, and you can even, I'm trying to think of the name of that casino offhand. I cannot remember, but it's apparently it's the only casino in Payson, Arizona. And then we'll be at a place called Cactus Jack in Phoenix. So,
okay.
Looking
and what's the date for that?
The April 19th and 20th.
Okay.
And
so
then Mystic Lake is June 21st. Yeah. And like Karina said, she went on my Facebook page and saw, I mean, I got a plethora of gigs coming up. We're starting to get a lot of winery gigs, which I'm really kind of into that because I get to taste all the wine.
Oh,
I get
okay,
the sample
the Valley right there. Mama said, no, I'm just playing.
Yeah,
that's
you know, I was about to say something. You know, I got to put my solicitation in there. I'm looking to get a job as a backup singer. So Johnson said I could get up, and then Lydia said I could do. But now, definitely, I want to work with you for real. I can do the sample tasting for you because you just can't be drinking anything. So I'm there
no.
for you. I'm there.
Well, I got
that.
Coming up here, you know.
Who coming up where?
No,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Who coming up where?
You.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. I got my fans, my brother, my siblings are up there. If I don't go see them, it is unnatural. When?
I mean, in the
Indiana, no. Something might happen. Snow might come.
You might get snowed in.
I don't. Mm-mm. No. Trick me once, trick me twice, trick me in the name of Jesus Christ, not me.
<That's>
I'm sorry,
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're wrapping it up on the Women's Station. That's right, WAMRTV. My name is Demonica Fly. We want to thank once again the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn that's on here. And you can look Kendra up on Facebook. Is that right, Kendra? They can look you up on Facebook and what? Your website as well?
Or jazzflyband.com, yeah.
Okay, repeat that again. I didn't hear you too well on that one.
Jazzfly, JAZZFLY, band.com is where you can find my itinerary, and you can find me on Facebook with /KGB as well.
The
look,
KGB,
and I'm not a spy.
That's right.
I'm not a spy. I don't know nothing about that Russia crap. That's just the initials to my name, so don't be saying she's a KGB.
Well, we want to thank you and everyone for listening in. My name is Demonica Fly. Just remember now, a successful woman is one who can build a firm foundation with the bricks others have thrown at her. So keep yourself lifted. We thank you. Have a lovely evening. We want to thank our listeners for listening in, calling in, although we have one caller, the other ones didn't speak. But we want to thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week, next Tuesday. We're going to be doing it here on WAMRDB, the meeting in the ladies' room. You guys have a good evening. Thank you so much, Kendra. Creamy, do you have any last words to say?
No, just thank you guys and, you know, continued success with